are doctors overdiagnosing mental health problems? In 2018, back pain ceased to be the main reason people were taking days off work in the United Kingdom. That number one spot is now occupied by the stress, anxiety, depression family of mental health problems. Some used to say that people with back pain were malingering. Now we reserve that accusation for people with mental health issues. Our current Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, has added fuel to the fire recently by suggesting that doctors were over-diagnosing mental health issues. The cynics are having a field day. As a Christian, what do I make of this? It's an important question because the answer has a bearing on pastoral care for those who suffer from mental health challenges. I think the three things are important to consider. Here's the first. Scripture recognises mental health struggles, sometimes in surprising places. Just think of three difficult psalms, like Psalm 6, where David's feelings look very much like what we might call depression. Or Psalm 88, where the songwriter feels immersed in an inescapable darkness. The last verse, "Darkness is my only friend," isn't one you'd want to sing on a Sunday morning. Or Psalm 137, where, traumatised by the destruction of his people, the writer asks God to bless those who kill little Babylonian children. These psalms show us that depression exists, that anxiety is real, and that trauma can make godly people ask for ungodly things. Even Paul, in the months before he wrote his second letter to the Corinthians, experienced stresses so great he says he despaired of life. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Sometimes the Bible is more real than some of us would like it to be. One of my heroes is a great Victorian preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who had a problem with depressive episodes all of his life. This is what he says about Psalm 88. "It's all very well for those who are in robust health and full of spirits to blame those whose lives are sicklied o'er with a pale cast of melancholy. But the evil is as real as a gaping wound. Reader, never ridicule the nervous and hypochondriacal. Their pain is real. Though much of the evil lies in the imagination, it is not imaginary." Christians who brush aside the reality of these kinds of illnesses really need to think again. Here's the second thing. We shouldn't be too sceptical about diagnosis itself. A lot of Christians are very keen on objective truth and they like things to be as objective as possible. But mental illness is all about feelings, like low mood, anxiety, feeling disconnected from reality. And so there's a great deal of scepticism around the feeling landscape of mental ill health. But psychiatrists are trained to assess people's feelings objectively. And if a doctor's made a reasonably objective assessment, I need compelling reasons and I need some expertise to question it. People who have an illness can often find a diagnosis helpful. For someone who's confused about their feelings, convinced that they're alone and that there is no hope, a diagnosis offers a way forward. Here's a third thing. Medical professionals are our partners when we support people. And I would encourage Christians to see a doctor because it opens the door to a variety of therapies within the National Health Service. Alongside the church's ministry, these interventions can be effective in the journey to wellness. That hair-raising experience that Paul mentions in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 had a purpose, he says. Paul tells us that it sensitised him to the struggles of others, equipping him to be pastorally effective, and that it helped him to trust God more than he did before. These two things you'll see if you read the whole of chapter 1. The gospel changes the meaning of suffering. While others see it as random hardship, a Christian sees suffering as a means of growing resilience, character, and hope. This is Paul writing in Romans chapter 5, verse 3. "We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. The landscape changes when you trust Jesus. Preaching the gospel should offer this in those who suffer, but it shouldn't exclude God's goodness to us through medicine and other helpful therapies. Cynicism is not a Christian virtue.